But you'd find them like in an area, like Almas Park.
Are they scattered out in the white population?
Uh-huh.
Or is it?
Mostly, I think they are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know of a section here really where it's all Jews. All Italians, you know, all German. Mm-hmm. I think they're mostly scattered about. Now, I mean, you might find a section like Almas Park where you find more Jewish families, you know, or Alamo Heights, or some other section where there may be more Jewish families, but not only.
Yeah, they're not exclusively.
That I know of, not to be wrong, you know.
Yeah, there's a high school in Dallas where it's not exclusively Jewish, but I mean, there's a big percentage of Jewish families that live around there, and it's Hillcrest High School, but they call it Hebrew High.
Because of all the Jews.
Yeah, and on all the Jewish holidays, you know, nobody's in school.
And then, I don't know if it makes any difference or not, but if I'm talking about the same thing, then we have like the military bases here, you know.
Yeah. What is the deal with them? I mean, how does that affect the housing pattern? Those people mostly live on base, or?
No, they don't. A lot of them do, but they don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
Like at Fort Sam Houston, where that's located, it's just, you can live almost anywhere around the base, you know, because they're sort of northeast, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that whole northeast section over there, you can live anywhere around there and not be that far from the base. People live here in this section.
Uh-huh.
And it's nothing to get right down W.W. White and go in the back way or go this way and, you know, go in the, you can go into that base from anywhere, northeast, southeast, and northwest, and they just live all around.
Uh-huh.
And Kelly and Lackland.
Now, what about Kelly and Lackland?
People, it's not located around all the different sections. You know, you'd have to be on the west or northwest side to be that convenient. However, people don't always do that. I mean, the expressways are so handy, they might, like a lot of people, just live here and go to Kelly every day to work.
Mm-hmm.
Or station at Kelly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it really, in this city, it really doesn't matter where you station and where you live. And then Randolph is really about the most inaccessible one. But they like I say, they go out to Randolph.
Mm-hmm.
And that's northeast, more or less, further north. That's going like to Austin.
But
Fort Sam is probably the most centrally located base here.
Mm-hmm.
But people always live on one side, it seems, and work on another.
Mm-hmm.
Like I go to the southwest side from over here, and I go about 10, 11 miles every day to work, so about 20-some miles every day.
Yeah.
Before I was going just about half that, from the north side to the south side, before I moved over here.
Uh-huh.
And,
where do the richest people in San Antonio live?
On the north side.
Okay,
in Alamo Heights, Almas Park, and any number of newer developments or areas opening up. Now, anything on the northwest side, a northeast side, are the richest people.
What ethnic groups mostly?
I would say Anglos and Jews.
Uh-huh.
Maybe Italians, just because it's, you know, and a couple of blacks.
Okay, a couple.
You know, it's more than that, but you know, I mean, really, there's some living over there, but you can't consider them rich, you know.
How's that?
I mean, they aren't really. They can afford where they're living, but they're not wealthy.
Uh huh.
You know what I mean?
The blacks are most well off in San Antonio. Do they live mixed in with a black community, or do they live with a white community? The rich white community.
That's why I said a couple of blacks, because they used to live all live in with the with the black community, uh-huh. you know. But now, you know, integration and everything.
Yeah.
Some of the richest black people have moved out, and uh-huh. they live, you know, on the north side with the other, with the some of the white richest people.
Uh huh. So that, like, the same economic bracket.
Yeah.
Mhm. Uh huh. Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Are there very many